Welcome to our show. Melody already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power.
So stupid.
Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Oh, Mr. Big Willie, you're back. So how are you doing this morning, sir? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I got to push this. You there?
Hello?
All right, you're there.
I was just taking my earplugs out.
Lovely. That was just great. Yeah. So what's did you have a good weekend?
I was just listening to you.
Lovely.
Man, the weekend was great. I sat with Mr. Empty Pockets and our marketing director, Jenna, and Blair, a salesman, and Johnny O, and Barb, our other sales lady. She's awesome. And what's that one sales lady we got?
We got a lot of them.
Such a pain in my butt. What? Yeah, nah, I can't remember her name.
Well, there's
I
so many.
I think she used to be a Willie chick. Cindy something. Cindy.
Cindy Wade. Cindy Wade's lovely. She's
Cindy
a great
wanna
person.
Be, now, Cindy want to be like Big Willie. Cindy... want to be a great salesman. Oh, Cindy Wade, that's it. Cindy Wade.
I like her. Stop picking on her. She's
I like
good.
Nah, I don't... She picks on... Yeah, she with my butt.
I'm sorry, what did she do to your butt?
I said she with my butt.
Whip
I like
butt.
Her.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying nothing bad about her.
All right. So, yeah, Blair,
anyhow,
Blair's a great
guy. We were at the Cambridge Home and Garden Expo, and it was awesome. Had a great time. Met a lot of great people, a lot of great future customers. I talked to all kinds of people. Brittany was coming over, and she got sick and had to turn around. I gave her number out to some people. The only people that wasn't there was Dimitri. Everybody wanted to see Dimitri.
Well, I'm sure everybody did in Guernsey County, and frankly, who could blame them? But my...
Not one person asked for you. Oh, man. Johnny O had some great... He had Johnny O, of course, and Juan been there forever. But and this is verified facts. Jenna was there, and Mr. Deep Pockets was there. Johnny was there, and they all heard. We had one guy asked for Steve. He said his wife worked with him, so Michelle and Navani, and they're down in Bradenton or wherever they're at for the baseball thing, spring training. I like seeing his pictures. And then Johnny O, of course, had to take some pictures, and then I posted a thing online, Facebook, but you can't see it because you're banned for life because you just don't know how to control yourself. You know,
When it comes to telling the truth about the Epstein files, I posted stuff from our Department of Justice, and they said that violated community standards. Screw you, Facebook.
Nobody knows the truth, and that's the problem.
I do.
Nobody knows the truth.
I do.
The only people that know the truth are told to keep their mouth shut or they could die. But anyhow, we turned around, so people were asking for Johnny O, and I had one of his biggest fans. You can see it on the Big Willie 105.5 page, the River Network. You can see it. We put a Womp FM sticker right on the front of his walker. And he was Fireball Joe, and he was humping around, and he had a chair on his walker, and he was able to sit there with us and talk for a half hour about how good Johnny O was. And he brought his grandkids over, his daughter, they're from Georgia, and they listened to everything. And then I bet you there was 5-6 people that wanted to see Big Willie. They didn't know who I was. I had to introduce myself, and it was such a great feeling to be here. I don't know, and a lot of them had great things to say about me, and they said it was funny and down to earth, and they wanted to know why I wasn't just on from 7 to 10 myself or 6 to 9 and put you back on River Talk. Just all kinds of crazy stuff, and I said, I'm here to support my friend Dimitri and get his ratings up like we could already see. I did see some Nielsen ratings this weekend, too. And,
I don't think we're allowed to talk about... Whoa, we're not allowed to talk about any specific... Seriously, I'm not joking. We can't go any...
I'm not talking about specifics. I'm just saying I Googled some stuff.
I've seen it.
And our ratings are great now that I'm on the show.
Well, they've always been great, whether you were on the show or not, but it's nothing...
No. I think it's went up in the last 3 months. It's definitely went up. It dropped for 3 days when I took off, and then it went back up.
Well, good for you. Good for you, Mr. Big Willie. Good for friggin' you. So what's going on in your life other than this cult worship that you have in Guernsey County?
You know what irritates me? I've seen this thing at High County Schools.
Everything irritates you.
Yeah, everything irritates. No, it's just I see the thing at High County Schools and allegations against the principal of Willie Middle School at Rich McCardle. All allegations. I read it online.
Yeah.
From news, CRF News.
It must be true.
And everybody's... Well, here's the thing. It comes down to it wasn't even a sexual thing, but if you look online, there's people that are out of the woodwork. They're about time they got him in sexual this and sexual that, and he tried to sleep with my sister 10 years ago. Blah blah blah. And that's not even what it was.
Oh, well,
that's not even what it was.
Well, these are accusations that you read on F-Book, right?
On Facebook and on the WTRF and the News 9 and all that. And they're all accusations. And I said, why do people just jump to conclusions?
Exactly.
You know, when that's not even what it was. You know, so he was going to retire anyhow in June. And so they, you know, he resigned with his benefits or whatever. And, basically, that's probably all that's going to happen. So that's why he got out. So he was already leaving. But I just don't understand people how you go from a physical altercation that he was defending himself, basically, from what I hear, just, you know, all accusations, of course. And just stories I hear. But I'm just saying, I don't know how you go from one extreme to the other to bashing the guy. He's got kids. He's got a family. And I knew his sister-in-law pretty well back in the day. And
what was she like?
She was great. She had cancer. She was a great girl, Kelly. And she ended up dying and succumbing to cancer years ago. And her sister is great, and she married Rich. But they were, as far as I know, they were a good family. So I don't understand why people have to go to the extreme. And with accusations, it's number one, it's an accusation. Number two, they're investigating it. And number three, I don't blame him if I'm already retiring to get the heck out.
I
think people just need to chill. And it shows you the power of social media and the power of people just saying one comment about somebody. And I see it all too frequently. A good friend of mine, Punky, has the food truck over in Guernsey County, and people just bashed her. One person did an anonymous post and said something about her being, you know, over friendly with their son. It's her only son. She works out of town 6 months, and when she comes home, she wants to be with her son and her husband. And these people somebody put an anonymous post up, and it blew up.
Punky?
But the person running the site, Punky, yes. Oh, let me tell you something. I'll bring her on the show. You'll never, ever be the same. I guarantee you.
What does she look
you
like?
You will never, ever.
What does she look like? Is she hot?
Let me tell you something. Punky knows, and her husband knows, and I'm not going to say it, but Punky is Punky, and you'll never be the same once you meet her. I can tell you that.
You didn't answer my question.
You will. Hey, I'm not commenting either way. She knows what she is. Beautiful lady. And she got it, and she shows it. Let's put it that way.
She's got it, and she shows it. Here, bring her in the studio. Bring her in the studio. I want
husband,
Punky.
Her
we
husband
want
is
Punky.
A great guy.
We
he's
want
got a
Punky.
Lot. He knows he's got a good one because, boy, my heart be racing every time she left the house and go out there because she's just the friendliest lady, but she's so nice. She's a nurse. And she does that for so many months. And they're great. They're great people. The greatest people. Their son's great. He's a hard worker, and it caused a lot of issues. But it just shows you that you can take a great family and a great person and destroy, you know, their reputation.
What are the issues with Punky? What's being destroyed with her family? What's going on here? What's the dirt there?
Somebody
in Guernsey?
Made an anonymous post that said she was just. They thought it was weird how she hugged her son.
What?
In a picture she posted. Yeah, it comes, there you go again with the pictures. Somebody has an opinion, and there was nothing wrong with it. And I said, I hope my son hugs me like that. Yeah, you know, when he's that age, you know what I mean? My son's 7 years old, and he don't want nothing to do with me almost, you know? Well,
that's hard to believe.
I just don't get it, you know?
Oh, Jesus. Punky. Oh, Lord. All right, fine.
Yeah, look her up. Punky McBride. She's the nicest lady in the world. I can't.
I'm banned on Facebook.
That's right. That's right. I forgot you're banned from stupidity. Anyhow.
I create my own.
You've been a radio long enough. You know how it works. Radio. You know the radio rules, but you don't know the Facebook rules. But anyhow.
I know.
You need to, if you know Punky, support her. The Frizzle, she got a purple and pink big food truck. She's always everywhere. And they got great stuff, deep fried Oreos and funnel cakes and flatbread pizza.
Deep fried Oreos? Are you out of your friggin' mind? Are you serious?
Deep fried Twinkies, deep fried whatever you want.
God, I'm going to have a heart attack just listening to this. Oh, my God.
You never been to the beach and had deep fried Oreos at like Ocean City on the boardwalk or anything?
No, deep fried Oreos. Are you out of your mind? I'm going to call Robert F. Kennedy Jr. On you, on Punky. In fact, I'm going to call him on Punky. He's going to take a trip here to Guernsey County, and he's going to sit down with Punky and have a come-to-Jesus moment with her. That's what I think is going to happen.
As soon as he meets her, he'll change his mind. He'll be like, all right, you talked me into it. Here's $10.
She's that hot? Seriously? Oh, my God.
She's a good sales lady, I tell you that.
Apparently so.
I don't like it when my common law wife leaves the house looking good. I let her dress in sweatpants and hoodies. Actually, she came over to the Home and Garden show,
Christy,
looking like she just got done playing. Yeah. She brought the kids over, and I was like, dude, I said, you must be looking for the Guernsey County Homeless Coalition.
Oh. <Come on. laughs> Did she bitch slap you or what after that kind of comment? Did she just go?
No, she didn't. Nah, she knows. She didn't think she had to come in. So, you know, these girls, they don't think they got to go somewhere. They just wear their sleep clothes or whatever.
Man, you...
She don't care. But she's beautiful in that sense. She's smart.
Oh, yeah. She sounds... Oh, yeah. Sounds like it. Oh, yeah.
She
puts
up with me.
Yeah. Sure.
She knows Punky,
what
too.
What the hell was that?
Her several times.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but back to Rich and Emmett. I mean, I don't understand why people go there. Leave them alone. You know, if it was true and stuff happened 15 years ago, well, then it'd have been taken care of. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense. People throw stuff out about anybody. And the Internet's a cruel place. And there's a bunch of bullying that goes on. Snapchats and Roblox. And I can't stress it enough. You got to watch your kids. You gotta be proactive with your children, no matter how old they are, to make sure that they're safe. These kids get tormented, tortured, people and their families get the lies spread on them. So you gotta sit back and be selective on what you say or what you read and what you comment. And to me, it's just crazy. But anyhow, I met great people over there, Buckeye Lines and Emery's Heating and Cooling out of Cambridge and Guernsey County, but they go anywhere. Miller Electric, these people were the best. Higgins Lumber, I've met so many great people. We joined the Cambridge Chamber of Commerce. They got great stuff that goes on at Cambridge. Even if you're from Wheeling, St. Clairsville ain't that far. King Carpet, Home Decor, Hickory Garage Stores. I know I'm missing people, but I had great conversations with all of them. Cindy's trying to call again water. They were nice people. She talked to them. So there's a lot of great Fairview Log Home. Just great stuff. The people were so nice, and it was a great opportunity, and I couldn't believe all the people that showed up. But go to Tyler Falk Auctions, FALKAuctions.com. He's got a couple big auctions coming up. I-70 Auctions has a couple big auctions coming up. The boxauctions.com. You can bid online or in person.